Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, your team got off to a great start yesterday. Of course, knowing it was the Badgers, you knew they were going to come out a little feisty in the second. What was it about them that your team just wasn't able to overcome them in the second and third?
Well, they certainly cranked their game up. I think just reading Mark's comments, he talked about being such a nice day, and they had a lot of met tests. It kind of took them a while to get into the game, but certainly we had a great first period. And I think that was, the way we played was certainly the reason that the period went the way it did. I mean, we were moving, we had good playing with good tempo. We're pushing the pace. Our short plays in our zone were good. We're getting out really easy, and that led to some really great chances. And unfortunately, we were only able to get the one power play goal. And looking back on it and watching the film and just looking at the shot chart, we had half a dozen grade A chances, and they didn't have very many at all. So, again, a little puck luck or whatever, you bear down in a certain situation, maybe we get a crooked number up there in the first period. But certainly credit them. They came out and played a much they played harder. They were harder on pucks. I thought they were a lot quicker with their F1. And conversely, we did not get out of our zone as easily. And that led to some chances, and again, there are some things I think we could have done differently each time. There's certainly some goals that I'm sure Dietz would say she should have had. But bottom line, I don't think it was indicative of the game. It was not indicative of a 5-1 score, but that's the way it was. And again, credit Wisconsin. They certainly made some plays, and that was the disappointing thing, was to have such a good first period and not be able to follow that up. And again, just lessons for a young team. You gotta come ready to play the entire game.
You mentioned that momentum that you had there in the first. What do you need to do to continue that momentum into the second period? How do you keep this team kind of alert to what is possible from the Badgers?
Well, I think sometimes you have to go through it to understand that. That's a very good team there, and certainly a lot of good players, a lot of pride. But same holds true for our locker room. We got a prideful group too, and to a player, they felt that it certainly could have been a lot closer game than the final score indicated. So the bottom line is, you got to stay in the moment. We've talked about that right from the get go. You can't look past or you can't look forward. You got to stay in the moment, and you got to focus on each individual shift that you're in. And when you're off and you're on that bench, you got to be chatting with your line mates and getting ready for that next shift. And that's what I mean by staying in the moment. And we're a team that needs to be on our toes and jumping and reacting and moving. And you can't stand and think against a team like Wisconsin. So that's certainly going to be one thing we got to do better tonight.
One positive, you got a chance to watch Kerrigan Dowie play between the pipes in relief for Erin Dieters. Fun to see her get a chance to prove herself.
Yeah, I asked her about it today. What was going through her mind, and she just said, "Oh, I was, she thought I had said her name, but Lauren started to put her gloves on, so I said, 'No, I want Kerrigan.'" And she just kind of said, she said it was kind of terrifying, but she said once she got in there, she said it was just a lot of fun to play, one against Wisconsin, two in a pretty good crowd watching the game, and I thought she looked very, very comfortable. I thought, for her first ever appearance at this level, I thought she did very, very well.
Makes it interesting. Now you got a three-way goalie battle. Of course, today Lauren Bench will get her chance to start. What do you expect to see out of Lauren coming in against the Badgers?
Well, hopefully, I'm waiting for one of them to grab it and say, "This is my job," and we need a really, really good performance in a goal. We knew that coming in here. You're certainly not going to give up five goals and think you're going to beat Wisconsin here in Madison. So, I have confidence in all of our goaltenders. It's just a matter of coming out and performing, and I expect Lauren to go out there and give us a chance. That's all we can ask as coaches, just give us a chance, make the saves you're supposed to make, and if you can rob them a couple times, hey, that's even better. But Lauren's she's looking forward to it. There's no question that, and all the goalies want to play, and they're all working hard to get their opportunity, and tonight's her chance.
Who else are you going to make changes to in the lineup today?
Kara Wirth will go in. Heather Olson will come out. Again, certainly nothing that Heather did wrong. I thought she played a real solid game. But again, we just have seven defensemen that have shown us that they can play, and we want to give Kara an opportunity tonight.
Coach, what's going to be a key to getting a win here in Badgerland?
Well, like I said, if we could come out and have the same start, that would be outstanding. You know, just bear down a little bit more in the offensive zone, and we need to be tenacious. You get your chances. You got to really bear down. There was some opportunities I thought we passed up on last night, and you know, and again, we just need to play a complete 60 minutes. But again, understand that you got to take it almost shift by shift. You can't look too far forward. You certainly can't look back. You know, just be focused. And again, when we're on our toes and reacting and playing fast, you know, we're a pretty good hockey team. That's the way we need to play tonight.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Hopefully you can make it through.
I hope so. Thanks, Coach.